Well, folks, we got up early this morning and we are headed up into Anderson Valley. And I always try to make the first stop in Anderson Valley at Goldeneye. And Michael Fay is sitting here with me, and it is a beautiful morning up here. A little bit of a warm spring here. I feel like I'm in summertime already.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of an early start so far this year. Everything's already pushing out and we're starting bud break here. And we're only in the first or second week of March. Here, it's fine to be early because we always have to be concerned about picking late into October is not really friendly for Anderson Valley.
All right. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to take the four single vineyard wines, and we're going to go with the first two here. As we go up the valley, let's explain that to folks. It's about 10 miles, 11 miles long, and every 2.5 miles, you have a vineyard, and there's really a lot of nuances, different nuances in each one.
Yeah, as you go through Anderson Valley, which is probably only about 12 miles long and 6 miles wide, as you go closer to the ocean, every mile is about 1 degree cooler at any given time of the day. It made a lot of sense for us and for a lot of the other wineries here in Anderson Valley to plant vineyards strategically along that 128 corridor to concentrate on the different climactic regions of the Anderson Valley.
And folks, we're at the tasting room today, which is the Confluence Vineyard. Then we will talk about the Gowan Creek, which is the next step up valley here. And it must be fascinating for you as a winemaker to have these different vineyards and then get the products and go, wow, they are very different.
It's great to have these vineyards in such different spots. And not only on this vineyard that we're at right now in Confluence, it's not only our warmest and brightest site, but it also has a hillside that faces both the interior valley and then on the other side faces the Navarro River. And so we have a lot of diversity just amongst this vineyard itself. And this wine to me is always the most texturally based wine that we make. I think that's because of the brightness of the sun on this site and along with the cool nights, which gives it a little bit of a backbone and some color. I'm really pleased with this vineyard site, and it's gorgeous. I mean, you can look out the window right now and it's sunny and bright, and it's in the middle of March.
We're also going to be talking about Gowan Creek. This is a couple miles up valley here, and as we were talking, it really is a different small climate here.
Yeah, the Gowan Creek is where our winery is located, so it's always got a special place in all of our hearts of the people who work at the winery. But it's also right in the middle of the Anderson Valley, so it doesn't see as much fluctuation in vintages, whether they're warm or cool. So it's probably the most consistent vineyard we have. It's also the most fruit-centric of any of the vineyards we have. It always has a really dark fruit character to it, and it's a really rich and round wine. So it's really unique amongst our wines and amongst our vineyards, but I also think it's an important component for the Anderson Valley wine we make as well, or the 10 Degrees.
It really is, and very excited because these wines are so food-friendly, folks. And Chef is in the kitchen right now doing a couple dishes for us to go over these wines. Michael, you're not hungry at all, are you?
I'm always hungry.
I never known a winemaker who wasn't, and that's why I think we fit together pretty well. Folks, it's time for some great Pinot Noir from Goldeneye.